Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, saints. You are tuned in to our weekly final ordination training. And I pray that this journey has been one that has been a blessing to you. I pray that the excitement of having been chosen by the Most High God and elevated to your offices has been a humbling experience and one that will bring you to an awesome time in your spiritual journey, giving you purpose and destiny, satisfying your soul longings, giving you insight and clarity on what the next season in your life is about. It has been our awesome pleasure to bring this part of your journey into fruition for you, to bring clarity to some things that you're going to come across in your journey, to celebrate with you, and to bring you into an understanding of what this new season is going to look like. We chose this song to play for your listening because it indicates that before you were born, this has been your destiny. So while we're waiting on all others to get on the line, we will play a little bit more from You Are an Awesome Wonder.
And all of the marvelous inventions that it has, flowers and birds and oceans and mountains. Truly, God is an awesome wonder.
Hallelujah. Let us remember the words of that song as you go forth. You, we are surrendering to the power of the awesome one. Kings and queens, by earth will declare his majesty. The oceans applaud him. This is who you have been called by. This is who you serve. This is the one who has deemed you worthy to bring his word and his light to the nations. This is the one who has loved and known your name before you were born. He has called you and prepared a place of honor in his kingdom where you might serve him and his. Always remember, it is him that we are serving. He is the awesome wonder. He is undefeated, unchallengeable. He is almighty in all things that we need. He will definitely make it assured that we have them. We don't have to faint in this process, and we don't have to question its outcome, but we will be victorious. Remember, he is the awesome one, and it is him that has desired to use you, the empty vessel, to bless the people and to edify the church and bring glory and honor to his name. Remember always that as they are going to be judging him, and make sure that your presentation of our holy God is by the word of God and in line with the true nature of the awesome wonder. We are just excited and a little saddened that this is our last Thursday class. This is our last phone call, but week this time we will have met one another, greeted one another, come to know each other as the conference will have started. And so I ask that if whoever male is on the line, they will ask us up in.
Father God, we thank you, Lord. We bless you. We worship you, Lord. We give you honor, praise, Lord. We thank you for who you are, Lord, and all that you've done, Heavenly Father. Lord, we just give you glory and honor, Lord, for just being the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Heavenly Father, Lord. Heavenly Father, knowing that, Lord, that same God that you took care of them, Heavenly Father, that you're going to take care of us, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you for just the ordination process, Lord, that you have set forth and you have established, Lord, in the earth, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we just bless you right now, Lord. We just block out all distractions, Heavenly Father, Lord, that may come and hinder candidates and accountability partners or anyone on the line tonight, Lord, and just even throughout the week, Heavenly Father, Lord, just ease troubled minds, Lord, and, Lord, provide finances, Heavenly Father, Lord, who people are trying to get to the hotel or travel, Heavenly Father, Lord, we just pray that you will be with them, Heavenly Father, Lord, pray that every family is able to come out, Lord, to participate, Heavenly Father, Lord, and, Lord, we just break off any curse or any generational curse, Heavenly Father, Lord, that has tried to establish itself, for Lord, you are reestablishing yourself through the ordination process of each and every individual, Lord, that even the individuals that are being ordained, Lord, that they would take it back to their family, Heavenly Father, and just break off chains, Lord, that have been passed down from generations and years, oh Heavenly Father, that, Lord, that you would just free things up, oh Heavenly Father, Lord, that we might worship and serve you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now in the name of Jesus, and we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Thank you, thank you. Now we will hear from our correspondent, Minister, Prime Minister Sherita.
Yes. Good evening, everyone. Good evening. For those who have not had the opportunity to share your prayer watch decrees for the Mountain of Family, you will have that opportunity in tonight's meeting. Also, we do want to finalize our study on the candidate and accountability partner relationship. The only scripture that we did not cover yet was 1 John 4:21, and that is love of the brethren. And then we also want to finalize our study on the division of Psalms and pretty much just giving everyone an opportunity to share the names of God that have impacted you during your consecration study time.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Sherita. And so we're going to start right off with our catching up and cleaning up all of the presentations. And then after the presentations, we will do some final question and answer and information about the upcoming conference. So who is going to start us off tonight? Just jump right in there. You are ministers, you're leaders. So we shouldn't have to prompt or prime you. If you have not done so, do so. We do thank Sister Ruby, who did a phenomenal job on her mountain. And I know that she's at work, and a lot of you are at work, but she took the initiative to actually send it in. And so after you get through, I will read hers off as well. So if you have not done so, please do so now.
Hello.
Yes.
Mr. Paulette.
Yes, yes.
Maybe I wasn't. I say I'm not sure if I was had a clear understanding as to what was supposed to be done as far as the mountain, but the prayer decree for the family, I always pray for the family that God would, you know, restore love in the family for husband and wife, parents and children, safety for family, you know, just a restoration in the family, and that the head would take his rightful place in the family as the priest of their household. If there isn't one, then that the whoever the head is, that God would lead them and guide them as being the head, and lead the children, teach them his truth, the truth of his word, and teach them how to walk uprightly before him. Pray for the safety of the families, and that, you know, God will raise up families that will be examples to other families as far as their walk and service and their service unto him. That is for the family, as well as, you know, for the young men that's involved in games and all type of mischiefness, you know, that God would give them a hunger and a thirst for his righteousness, and that he would send someone across their path to tell them about him, about his love for them, and that there's a better way than the road that they're walking in.
Amen. Now you had shared
part of the family, ma'am.
Of your prayer watch.
My prayer watch is, you know, I can never remember the exact number, but I remember the time.
Right.
It's 3 and 6 and 6 till, what is it, 9, I believe, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yes. And it covers family. I can't remember which one. I just remember the time. And it covers family.
Amen.
And there's a lot, you know, there's a lot more that I pray for, but you have so much. There's so much to pray for family. It's just so much, you know. But especially that they would, that God would restore the love of family, because there's a lot of, we find that there's a lot of friction in families today. With the children and the parents, there's a lot of friction and, you know, rebellion on the part of the children. So just praying and asking that the Lord will restore respect in the family, love, closeness, and especially relationship with Him. And if relationship is restored with Him, then I believe everything else will fall in line.
Amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist. Anybody? The next? Brother Melvin, you on the line? I do understand that some people are en route. I mean, going. Evangelist Hosey. Oh, there we have Deacon. Go right ahead.
Hey, how you doing? I thought I did that.
I was
too. I thought I did, man, already.
Okay, you may have done it on the phone. Just tell us again.
Oh, okay. I believe it's the family. The, you know, the family prayer watch. And I was talking last time about how I was with my dad. Where it seemed like
yes,
I was holding a lot of grudges and stuff because I felt that he didn't spend enough time with me coming up as a kid, and, you know, although he had this other family and stuff, but when we began to get married, and I wanted him to be a part of the wedding, and it seemed like when I was when I was calling him, he wasn't answering his phone, and I had told my wife, I said, well, okay, I ain't going to worry about him. I'm done. He don't want to answer his phone. He don't want to return my call, so I don't want him to be in it. And then she came along and said, well, did you do everything you're supposed to do? I said, yeah, I called. She said, well, did you go by there? I was like, nope. She said, well, go by there. And then if he don't answer the door or anything like that, then you can say that you did everything that you could. And so I went by there and everything, and he answered the door. And, you know, he was ready to go and get fitted for the tux and everything. So, and just spending that little time alone, going to get the tuxedos and talking to him. And, you know, it was just long overdue. And so I know God wants us to forgive. And when we forgive, we have to forgive and do that and that only. We can't keep bringing it back up. We can't keep going back to it, because if we keep going back to it, we're not letting him work it out for us. So, you know, as long as I was putting my hands on it and going back to it and stuff, you know, I was going to always feel that way. But I tell you, the day of the wedding and everything, that was one of the best days that I had with my dad. And then my mom was there, and you know, everybody was just kind of, I want to say, they acted like, you know, I'm not talking about my mom and dad, but even with my brothers and stuff. So, and as I was reading, John 4:21, where it says, "In this commandment have we from him, that he who loves God love his brothers also." Because I be talking to what's her name? My wife. Treacy. I don't know what to call you. I just want to say Treacy, and then I'm going to say Minister Bethel, and then I just say my wife. She could tell you how much I saved. It works my nerves. Sometimes I won't answer the phone for him, but I done got a little easier. I done got a little better with it because, you know, I'm next to the baby. But my two oldest brothers, they act like they are 9 and 10 years old sometimes. And, you know, and that bothers me. You know, you're supposed to be setting an example. And when I was coming up, we used to always want to be like them, because when I was coming up and I watched them dress and everything, and I saw how they would go to school and they'd be sharp, and me and my brother, he'll come home in his little raggedy car, and I wanted all that. But it's all my family, and that's why I chose that prayer. So that prayer watch,
amen.
My family and everything. So that's what I'm going to be working on, is family.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. And yes, I do recall, and it's a blessing to hear that kind of testimony, because it should encourage us to pay attention to our prayer watch and to the ministry of the Holy Spirit as he directs us into the place of influence that we have, and for us to make that a part of our prayer watch, make that name of God a part of our prayer focus. Okay, next. Well, at this point, then I'll read Sister Ruby. She's probably at her desk going, "Oh, she's not going to do that." Yes, I am. So she says, here it goes. The name of God, since studying and appearing to me, is God Almighty, God the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, my shepherd, my shield, and from Psalms 99:8, God that forgives, and then the Lord is my shepherd. She says, my prayer focus is from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m., because for some time and reason prior to this seemed to be the time I would and still awaken to begin to pray to God for my daughter, my family, my friends, my coworker, for forgiveness, encouragement, understanding, tolerance, agape love, obedience, and questions. And when done, I felt better, although I was upset that I would have to get up 30 minutes to start my day. LOL. Her prayer focus is looked up prayer. This helped me in everyday life because I always doubt myself or lack confidence, looking down or just straight ahead to know where to go, but in hopes that no one would ask me anything because I was unsure that I would give them the wrong answer. I always would try to not be seen, so this helps me utilize my voice and answer to the calling of being a leader or teacher, an awakener. I love that. And use more eye contact as well to look to God and the heavens for direction. My mountain of prophecy, she puts them in a order of family, religion, education, media, and government. She says, I put them in this order because for me, being the head of a household, as well as the firstborn with God, has my head, I have to be and set an example in my family. Now look out, Bishop. Okay? And then religion next, because I believe that I cannot correctly lead or assist anyone if God is not in my life. Also, if my house is not in order, how can I run, supervise, manage, teach, or dedicate anything correctly or positively? Education, because whether in or out of a classroom, I will be educating others, regardless of age, and I want others that will educate to be inspired, motivated, and Christ-like, to be kind and patient to assist all, not just doing it for the perk or the title, but because it for the love of God and themselves, for doing it for the love of God and themselves. The media, because I don't want to get caught up in the negative or false lifestyle, but utilize it as an empowering and uplifting tool to reach out to as many as possible to help win souls for Christ. And then government, because this world is lost and they need Christ back in these meetings, buildings, constitution in the world, so that we can teach about love, equality, patience, and understanding, not being treated wrong or discriminated by color, religion, as we have been. Her decree is I declare over myself to not go back into self-doubt or lack of confidence. I declare that my daughter will be victorious in whatever she does, and no matter what man has said she can't do, she will prove them wrong. I declare that I will be a positive example to whomever come into contact with, and I declare today victory and blessing over my life. What a blessing. I really appreciate her taking the time to send it, even though she wasn't able to physically share it. So I did want to be able to share it for her, and I pray I did it some justice. So I really look forward to us coming together. Is there another that would like to share? This will be the last time you can share anonymously, because next week you're going to be sharing in each other's presence. So next, and this goes for our accountability partners. We ask to share as well for the committee next. Everybody seems to be quiet and somber tonight. Yes, yes, Elvis.
Yes, okay. I was having a little difficulty hearing you. Were you saying that was also for the committee as far as the sharing?
Yes.
Is that what you just said? Yes?
Yes.
Okay, well, before I get drafted, then I'll just make a comment. just by this being the last meeting and reading the Seven Mountains dealing with family, the whole tying in together of love, but it talks about that love is the glue that holds the family together, and when there is a betrayal and you have that rejection, you know, the enemy on the, you know, of that mountain is dealing with rejection. That in line with, it just seems like it falls directly in line with that last scripture under the accountability partner, which is 1 John 4:20-21, which actually says, if anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And the 21st verse says, and he has given us this command, whoever loves God must also love his brother. But the two verses preceding that, which are, you know, very, very common verses, that are not common, familiar, would be the 18th verse. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. And this is the NIV that I'm reading. The one who fears is not made in perfect love. We love because he first loved us. And then it goes on to say that, you know, then it goes into that 20th and 21st verse that, you know, how can you love God if you don't love your brother who you see every day and you don't love, you don't see God? How can you declare, you know, if you don't love your brother and that they'll know us, you know, by our love? So it just seems like that that Seven Mountain prophecy that was dealing with love being the glue that's holding the family together, that last verse in the list for the accountability, you know, for the accountability partner list, just ties all of that in. And then I know that that's just kind of been, you know, with the whole love one another, is all of that, you know, what we've been going through.
Yeah.
Because that's the common denominator, you know, in the whole piece. Yeah.
Yes. Amen. And I'm glad you tied that in. That was the last one that we needed to present from those elements that are involved in the accountability relationship. And we really
find
that's
the accountability to the brethren, actually, too.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
And I think we find that that would, you know, it's got intertwined, everything intertwines together. And it was interesting that one of the things you said, and then one of the things Dick and Melvin mentioned, you know, about, or that maybe it was Pastor Jeff, you know, family generational curses and how that is overcome, and how, you know, that prayer watch and that family-focused praying helps to break those curses, but helps to break those negative and dysfunctional relationships, as Dick and Melvin said, and which is why I'm glad he reiterated what he talked about last week, because it just shows us how, as we embrace those things that God gives us and take it to the max, then it works. You know, like he says, well, I've done all this, and did you do everything? Oh, well, there's one thing. So there may always be that next thing, that ultimate thing that we will be required to do, and we don't want to be found stopping short of that, but going the whole way. I really am excited for you all. I'm excited for next week. We have a lot planned for you. I'm sure that it will be information and fellowshipping and informative and network building that will be used for the rest of your lives. I believe that the association is a powerful one. One of the things that we're studying in as it relates to love is that the, and I probably will give it away, one of the questions was such a phenomenal question, and I believe it's going to be the question that we give each one at the examination. And then you'll know, and this is only a clue, and, you know, maybe I won't. But just the fact that the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit is such the powerful source that drives the cosmos, because there is no selfishness in them. There is no competition between them. There is only the one another love between them. And that love becomes the powerful source that caused all things to come forth. And because God is love, he has even in us, and we must remember that. And as we come together without selfishness or self-ambition or our own agenda or even denominationally driven mandates, but just coming together for that which is pure love that God has, then it will draw people. It will explode. It will be the thing in Acts it said they grew strong daily, and that growing strong daily was that association that they had with one another that was becoming selfless each day, more and more of self was being crucified, was being denied, was being laid down, was being put aside. And that's why I love that song. It was awesome, one, because they were surrendering. They were surrendering everything that they thought they needed and had had, and they were taking on the character and the cloak and power of the awesome wonder, and that power was the power of love. And so I do appreciate your sharing and our coming together. I am going to go over just briefly so that you have an idea of what you want to do when you get on site. The conference itself starts Thursday morning at 8 a.m. It is open registration from 8 o'clock to 9. And then from 9 to 10, there's the open session. And during that time, it's very important that you are there for that so that you can get a view of this organization that is supporting and elevating you. And at that point, we will break up into breakaway groups, and your group has a very specific track. This track is just for you. It's for candidates, the accountability partners, and the committee members. And at that breakaway will start at 10 to 11 will be our meet and greet in our area of International A. Please correct me, Apostle, if I didn't get that right. And then from 11 to 12, your gifts and callings are going to be presented by Bishop Isaac. From 12 to 1:30 is your own personal lunch break. You will be required to be back at 1:30, and at 1:45 we will start with offices and titles. Again, that's Elder Isaac and Bishop. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry, Bishop. Okay. Bishop Isaac, from 3:45 to 4:45, we're going to deal with the little black book. That will be Elder Deborah. And then from 5 to 7 is your evening break. 7 starts the worship service. Some wonderful things scheduled for worship service. Worship not as usual. And then all through the, trying to get to Friday on the calendar here. You will be, when you come into registration, you will be directed to your area. In your area, you will have folders and you'll have information and things specifically for the class, that the classes that you're going to be exposed to. On Friday, we start our registration for those that are coming in on Friday from 8 to 9, and then again from 9 to 10 is the general session, and that's usually our apostle. And then from 10 to 11, the ministry of one another by Elder Deborah, and from 11 to 12, we're going to do the fruit assessment. And then from 12 to 1:30 is your lunch break. And then from 1:30 to 2:30, we're going to have a interview session. And that interview session of question and answer will be hosted by our own Prime Minister, Sherita. And then from 2:30 to 3:30, what's next? By the Archbishop. And then from 3:30 to 5 will be your examination. And that is done by the examining council, which includes your accountability partners as well as the committee and some others that are going to be laying hands upon you. And then on Saturday at 10 a.m. is the prayer symposium that will be given by Elder Yvette, where we will talk about the prayer watches, the prayer posture, the taliks, and then we'll have the final open session at 11 to 12. and then at 12 to 1:30, your lunch break. You are to be back in the area at 1:45, dressed in your clergy, ready to procession in at 2 o'clock, which is when the ceremony will commence. We do encourage you to leave as much personal items as you can within your rooms or with family members. When you procession in, you will not be carrying anything. The only thing you might possibly have will be your Bibles, and that's if you're not turning them in. Some are giving them as they're being blessed, and we'll get to that. So as you are coming down in that area, you will, again, not need to have any personal things with you. And if you must have them, we ask that you give them to family members, or it's at your own risk because you can't march in with them, and it's not necessarily secure as to where you're going to be seated once you do progress in. So you would have to make your own arrangements. But as we are lining up, it is a very solemn time, a time of preparation, a time of meditation, a time of sanctification, because we are about to go into the holies as we are being laid hands on and the gifting and anointing being passed. When you are coming to the retreat and you have items that have never been worn before and they are being consecrated, then you have to turn them in. Now, I'll preface that by saying if you had a classic but you just wanted another classic, then you can have it consecrated and it could be placed on you. However, the only thing that are going to be dedicated will be the new items according to your office of elevation. So, for instance, we have Evangelist Hosey, Evangelist Roberta. You're already ordained evangelist. So there are only a few other items that you're going to need as you go into your next office of elevation. So you would march in with your cassock, your cincture, your tallit. You would march in with those things that you already have. And then you will be dressed with the new items during the laying on of hands. And this would be true for Minister Basile. It would be true for Minister Harris. And actually, Minister Lynette Harris probably won't have anything new unless she chooses a Bible and a tallit to be her new items. Okay? There will be clarity given to you during offices and titles as to what you're going to be ordained as, the scope of that, and what that is going to look like. That's why the classes are mandatory of the conference. Also, the gentlemen, the young men, are to wear black pants, and everyone is to be in black shoes, neutral stockings, men black stockings, black socks, black pants, black belts, and they can wear black shirts. The young man who has the cassock needs a cincture and a tallit. The other young man only needs a, he is the deacon, and he will only need his clergy shirt, and he must wear that in, and then he will the tab. Collar is what will be placed on him. And again, he'll need a Bible and a tallit as well. And I pray if you have any questions, now is the time to ask them. I'm hoping I'm not leaving out anything as relates to marching in. We spoke before about the jewelry and the nails and the earring and that sort of thing. Ladies must have stockings on. Your person who is going to speak for you will be called to do so right before hands are conferred upon you, and they're asked to speak for 2.5 minutes. If they are ladies, they must be, they cannot be in pants. And they are to speak about the office that you are being elevated into with prior knowledge of your work in that area. I pray that, please, the committee members, anything that I have left out or omitted, please just jump right in here. I do want to make known that after the ceremony is completed, we will go directly into the banquet, and you'll be given instructions as to how that will happen. It will not be in the same location that the elevation service is. And then after, same hotel, just a different ballroom. Not going to do it in that ballroom. And then come Sunday morning is the ecumenical work experience, and that starts at 10 o'clock. Yes.
I do have a question. If you are not a candidate, but you have another part of your dress that you did not have before and it is new, should it be submitted to be prayed over as well?
You say if you're not a candidate?
You're not a candidate, but you have something that is part of your garment for the clergy attire. But you didn't have it in the past, but now you will have it. Should it be prayed over as well?
Apostle, I will defer to you.
Is that something that you would want to have prayed over and consecrated? I mean, prayed over, it can be prayed over, and then it could be given to you before the ceremony actually takes place.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay. And may I ask the apostle, may I call her after this conference? Oh.
Of course. Not a problem.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question. Very good question. Anything else? Anyone else? Any other questions or concerns? When you do get on site, you do want to come to the lower level. It's where registration will take place. Preferably, there will be signs and or individuals to direct you there. Registration is at specific times, and those times will be noted. Okay? And do remember, anyone that has tickets to the banquet must bring their tickets in order to be served at the banquet. You must bring them, even though your name is on the list. It doesn't matter. You must have your ticket. And for those who are picking them up at the time of registering, coming into it, be sure you keep up with them and as well, that is the time you can purchase your crest, or the AEN crest, to put on your tippet. I'm going to say delete. On your tippet, it's $25, Apostle?
Yes, ma'am.
Which one? I don't know what I said.
The AE, the AE crest will be available. They may be purchased on site at registration, and they are $25.
Amen. I do encourage you to bring something to appear them to your tippet. Stitch Witchery works good. and the hotel always has an iron. You can bring a paper, not paper, but safety pin. They tend to look a little bulky unless you bring the really tiny ones. But you're going to have something. They are not self-adhesive. And so you're going to have something to put them on your tippet with. And Pastor will, Apostle will share with you where to put them. Now, left or right, up and down. Apostle.
Yes, so your crest, well, actually, just unfortunately, that's not a straight answer because it's just going to depend if you are part of another Reformation or who your governing and covering pastors are as to where they will be affixed. So we actually, when you check in to purchase your tippets, your name will be on a list, and Prime Minister Sherita will have that information, and beside your name, it will indicate where yours should be affixed on your tippet.
Amen. Amen. Okay, if there's anything further, any other committee members? Bishop?
No, there's nothing else from this.
I didn't know if you want to say, because he's going to say a lot next week, and you're probably going to get tired of hearing him. So we want to. So, Pastor Barlett?
Okay.
Elder Yvette? Elder Deborah?
No, I think you've covered everything. It seems pretty thorough.
Okay. Then Apostle?
Actually, I'm sorry.
Closing the mark.
Overseer?
Yes.
I was. Yes. I'm sorry, Minister Bethel. Was looking at the Friday schedule.
Yes.
Will there be a service, a worship service, Friday evening at 7 p.m. as well as Thursday?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Absolutely. All right, Apostle. Have final words for our candidates.
No, we've enjoyed serving you all. We look forward to the fellowship that will take place once you get on site. We so appreciate all of the prayers and just faithfulness and diligence to the assignments that have been set before you. And we look forward to watching the anointing have the permission to bloom and grow in these new areas of places that will be conferred upon you.
Amen. So on that, Bishop, give us the closing prayer.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, O God. We thank you. We love you, our Heavenly Father. We thank you for just who you are. We acknowledge your presence, oh God. We thank you for each and every one of these wonderful candidates, oh God, and what you are doing in their life, and God, how you are just expanding them and carrying them into new heights, oh God. Thank you for revealing to them what mountain is necessary for them to travel on, oh God, and be able to establish your banner of love, our Heavenly Father. Thank you, oh God, for their watches, oh God. I pray that they will be fortified, oh God, as they begin to pray in their watches mightily, oh God. Thank you for the overseer. Thank you for the apostle, oh God. Just thank you, oh God, for the committee. Bless each and every individual on this line that would avail themselves to this wonderful process, our Heavenly Father. Replenish them and restore them, oh God. Thank you for making us whole, our Heavenly Father. God, we bless you until we all unite again. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 I do ask everyone in prayer. Our minister, Patricia Wright, who is a candidate and will not be able to attend the ordination because she is going for surgery tomorrow. So we want to keep her lifted up in prayer and praising the Lord for a speedy and a whole recovery for her. So on that note, we will say good night to all and see you next week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. You can go see her now. We hanging up on the phone right now.
Okay.